Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got former Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen and former chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Mike Tate, with me this afternoon to close out the half hour. They are both part of the Democracy Defense Project, which is a new organization led by a group of political leaders and electeds across both parties, and which is operating in Arizona, Georgia, basically every single swing state, to help make sure voters remain engaged and that in a bipartisan way, folks are out there trying to make sure that our faith in the system, that who we vote for, that our vote will be counted, that our results are reliable, that is the principle and the highest principle that we all want in our democracy, that we don't traffic in misinformation and untruths. Thank you, gentlemen, for sticking around for another. Let's talk about voting machines. And Mike, before we got back on, you and I were quickly finishing up a conversation. We've got a couple of lawsuits that are going on because there was some statistical questions about some vote counts in two counties, I believe, out east. We're looking into that here at Civic, but I wanted to ask you, Mike, again, we've got these dual goals of both having safe and secure elections, making sure the process works, and being clear-eyed about how to maintain election security, how to even audit elections. And I hate almost to use that word because it has such a connotation these days. And you had a few thoughts on this point, again, without getting into the details of those lawsuits.
Sure. And I'll be clear. I don't know enough about the details of the lawsuits. What I can speak to is Wisconsin, and we overwhelmingly use what are called optical scan ballots, where, you know, you fill out your ballot and it gets fed into a machine. I think those are fantastic. They are, you know, as you could say, dummy proof. And by the way, Maggie, the word audit isn't wrong. Not many people know this. Right. The Wisconsin Elections Commission, after every election, actually randomly audits any number of election machines from municipalities around the state. And I actually think when they did it after, I'm pretty sure it was after the last November election, they found a 100% accuracy rate in terms of the machines that they pulled from a random number of municipalities in Wisconsin that people of both parties cast ballots into. And, you know, we've got those 20,000 voters that voted for Donald Trump and Tammy Baldwin on the same ballot. Those people would be interesting to have dinner with. But, yes. The voting machines in Wisconsin actually are audited for safety and accuracy. And again, that, you know, our machines in Wisconsin are safe. Our processes are safe. You know, methods that are allowed are very safe, and people should trust the results of elections here.
Well, and in addition to that, I want to say that they're not only safe and are audited and proven to be safe, they actually increase the accuracy of our ballot counting, because you've got a machine that is designed specifically for that one purpose. Right. Pretty simple task for a computer in this computerized day and age, which takes the human error completely out of the equation. Paper ballots are still used. They're maintained, so there's always the ability to double check on them as well. I think they really actually help our system, and getting rid of them would be a step backwards when it comes to the security of our voting process.
Yeah. JB, I couldn't agree with you more. And having been Milwaukee County's lead attorney during the 2020 recount and having sat in the Wisconsin Center District every day for the three-ish weeks that it took to get all of those recounted, and having seen piles hand counted and then machine counted and then hand counted and machine counted again, I know of exactly what you speak. Machine counted ballots, those totals are going to be more accurate, certainly, than a human being. There will be more errors. Nobody wants to relive Bush v. Gore and hanging chads. I mean, that is not a good and reliable way to run those types of elections. Let me turn to you, Mike, and JB, I want to get your thoughts. Gentlemen, we got just a couple of minutes left. The chilling effect, I this is the thing that keeps me up at night. Like, it doesn't take enough. It just takes like the ephemera, right, of mistrust, and we seem to have so much of it. And I don't see this president stepping back from the partisan, the politicization of election systems. I don't mean you're not running hard for your office, but the politicization of the systems themselves. His calls for Colorado to release a woman who clearly violated laws and was convicted by a jury of her peers for election handling, mishandling of election information and machines. Do you have a concern that there will be a chilling effect going into the 2026 midterms and beyond from all of this mistrust that I think has been fomented? And how do we push back on that?
We push back. I mean, let me say, it's something I'm concerned about. And it's, I'm concerned about it because I'm an American before I'm a Democrat. And, you know, I think that's incredibly important. People trust it. And I don't like that there are forces out there. But I would also posit, while it, we may be in an environment where it's extraordinarily loud and extraordinarily prominent, given how the world works today, these are voices that have likely existed going back, you know, through the history of this nation. What I think the way you combat it is you get people like myself and like the former attorney general who have campaigned against each other aggressively over the years, me against him, because he actually had the courage to put his name on the ballot, and I never have. But it's talking about there with bipartisan voices saying, hey, we're going to fight like hell in the marketplace of ideas. Then we're going to let the voters decide, and you can choose, you can trust that choice.
I'll add in real quickly that we've been in the field polling several times, right, and we'll be in again this fall, I believe, polling. And our polling shows that despite the politicization of elections issues, that the faith and confidence of our voters has been increasing across the board.
That's right.
That's former Republican Attorney General Jamie Van Hollen, former chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Mike Tate. Thank you, gentlemen, so much. You can find out more about the Democracy Defense Project at their website, democracydefenseproject.org. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. I discuss more breaking news and J.B. Pritzker's response to Donald Trump's threats on the other side. Stay with me. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.